patience today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to thank you for dropping in on the show today. Before we go any further, I want to encourage you to go back and catch last week's episode, an interview with Dakota Weatherly. If you missed that interview, you missed a blessing. God is working in the coaching community. Also, please don't forget to like, share, or subscribe to the show so we can reach as many coaches as possible with an encouraging word. Today, we wrap up our fall study of the book of James, with James calling on us to be patient. In chapter 5, verses 7 through 11, James says this, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brother, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brother, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." James is calling on us to be patient until the coming of the Lord. In other words, he's calling on us to be patient at all times. In a sense, he's also reaffirming the fact that not everything will go your way or go as smoothly or as quickly as you would like. Obviously, we would like for Christ to return soon, as all things will be made right when he does. However, we're not in control of when that happens. Likewise, we would like many other things to take place quickly in our lives, and that's not always the case. To be frank, we live in a digital culture. I used to say that we lived in a fast food culture and we wanted everything in our life that quickly. But in the past few years, things have evolved even more. In a digital age, we don't want things quickly. We want them instantaneously. And that just isn't reality. Now, this can be a real struggle with your players. Things don't move as fast as they would like. The development of a player often doesn't move as fast as the coach or the player would like. Things take time, and quite often, we aren't even in control of that much of the process. It can be very easy for us to grow frustrated and angry about things not following our schedule. This can lead to sin, which will never be productive. When players are frustrated, what do we tell them? Often, it's trust the process. Rome wasn't built in a day, and your development as a player will depend on the work you put in and the intent that you have. It will take time, but trust the plan. Coaches, God is saying the same thing to each of us. Listen to what James says. "We consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." James calls on us to remember Job. What a heartbreaking story. A faithful guy who lost everything and suffered greatly, but in the end, his faith grew stronger and God was revealed to have mercy and a plan. James is telling us that our life is no different. We can look back both in Scripture and in our own life and see how God has been faithful. He's compassionate and merciful, and above all, he has a purpose. Coach, trust the purpose of God. Maybe you want things to be smoother. Maybe you want a better job. Potentially, there's a lot of things that you wish were different, but here's the reality. God has a purpose and a plan. And if you remain patient and steadfast, you will reap great benefits. A final thing we can learn from this passage is also centered on James' reminder that God is merciful and compassionate. Coach, he wants you to be his representative and be the same with your players. Now, I'm not telling you to not hold them accountable or to demand discipline, so don't hear me wrong. but you know how impatient you can be and how easily frustrated you can get. Your players are no different. Now let me ask you a question. How patient and long-suffering has God been with you? I think the answer is infinitely. And if we know that to be the case, then the only proper response is for us to be patient with our players. Above all, love them and do what you can to encourage their steadfastness in both the game and in the larger things of life. Remember, coach, those who remain patient and steadfast are considered blessed. And it's my prayer today that both you and your players can fall into that category. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.